With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign is making some noise in the 2024 race, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Kennedy's decision to run as an independent is gaining support, according to the latest Quinnipiac poll. In a Biden-Trump matchup, the two candidates are virtually tied. If you expand the contest to include RFK Jr., the poll shows Biden leads Trump 36% to 33%, with Kennedy receiving 22% support. Among independent voters, Kennedy leads both Trump and Biden. With those numbers, RFK Jr. is poised to play a spoiler role. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, a fourth Republican presidential debate has been set for next month.
And with heightened polling requirements, the stage could be less crowded than in previous debates. The fourth debate will take place December 6th in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And to qualify, candidates must garner at least 6% in two approved national polls, or 6% in one poll from two separate early voting states. Participants also need to amass at least 80,000 unique donors. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The Russian military says a Ukrainian missile strike on a shipyard in annexed Crimea has damaged a Russian ship there. The defense ministry said late last night the Ukrainian forces fired 15 cruise missiles at the Zaliv shipyard in Kerch, a city in the east of the Crimean Peninsula. Air defenses shot down 13 missiles, but others hit the shipyard and damaged one ship. Stellantis has announced it will build a new mid-size pickup truck along with a battery-run version of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric vehicles that will preserve jobs at several factories. GM is also going more electric. This is SRN News. About 71% of Americans describe themselves as Christians, but one evangelical leader has his doubts. Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says if you look closely, you'll find something disturbing.
Most Americans have shifted from being committed to Christianity to being committed to some type of personal faith. And that faith is what we would call syncretism, which means that we're very comfortable picking and choosing elements from many different worldviews.
Barna's research reveals a kind of smorgasbord effect.
Now we pick and choose elements from secular humanism, postmodernism, Eastern mysticism, nihilism, Marxism.
His polls also indicate the committed Christians with a true biblical worldview probably make up only about 10% of the U.S. population. Barna says that's why America is in trouble. This is SRN News. An Arkansas man arrested after allegedly trying to crash through the exit gates of a South Carolina nuclear plant.
The Oconee County Sheriff's Office says Doyle Wayne Wisenhunt, taken into custody at an abandoned home in Pickens County, South Carolina. The 66-year-old Wisenhunt has now been charged with one count each of attempted murder, malicious injury to personal property, and unlawful entry into an enclosed place related to the incident at the Oconee nuclear station. Jason Walker reporting.
A diver who spotted something metallic not far from Sardinia's coast has led to the discovery of tens of thousands of ancient bronze coins. Italy's culture ministry says the diver alerted authorities, who sent other divers assigned to an art protection squad along with others from the ministry's undersea archaeology department. It's a lot of coins, not clear how many just yet. This is SRN News.